This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. City Council members Kevin Flynn and Charlie Winburn join us tomorrow at 1 on Cincinnati Edition. If you have any questions for the council members, email talk@wvxu.org. Again, that's tomorrow afternoon on Cincinnati Edition at 1 o'clock. Latonia was once known for horse racing, and like a lot of communities in Greater Cincinnati, Latonia has seen its share of ups and downs during its 150-year history. As part of the WCPO.com series, Our Forgotten Neighborhoods, managing editor of opinion and engagement David Holthouse and photojournalist Emily Maxwell took a closer look at the community of Latonia. And David joins us this afternoon, along with Latonia historian Lisa Gillum, to discuss the neighborhood's history and recent efforts at revitalization. You can join us, 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. David, good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon. Great to be here.
And Lisa, good afternoon to you. Thank you for
being here. Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
David, start off by talking about why focus on Latonia as part of your series? What drew you to write this particular piece?
Well, Covington is an interesting city, really. A lot of people don't know that it's composed of 19 separate neighborhoods. And Latonia has a lot of history to it. Some people may associate it with horse racing. It had a horse track decades ago. It's sort of fallen on, I don't want to say hard times, but like a lot of similar communities, people have moved out. Some of the housing has deteriorated. But in Latonia's case, it had a group of people who were really working hard to bring back the neighborhood and kind of restore its identity and bring back the community feel that it had. So I thought that was a good example of residents sort of taking action, long-term commitment to improve their neighborhood.
Why did Covington incorporate Latonia in the first place?
Well, actually, Latonia had been going through a boom period in the early part of the 20th century because of the racetrack, essentially. And there was a lot of building going on and a lot of infrastructure. And they got in over their heads and decided after a while that it would be a really good idea for Latonia to be part of Covington, and then they could share the bills with Covington. And Covington was on board with that idea, so that was pretty much how it came about in 1909.
Lisa,
we haven't gotten used to it yet.
How long have you lived in Latonia?
About 23 years.
Yeah, it's like what, part of five generations
I'm the fifth generation of Latonia residents. I'm living in my great-aunt's house, in fact.
Yeah. For somebody who's not familiar with where Latonia is, how would you describe that? Where would you tell them this is how you find Latonia?
Well, it's in the southern part. I guess it's maybe the southernmost neighborhood in Covington.
Actually, South Covington is farther south. But other than that, yeah, it is. It used to be years ago known as South Covington, actually, before there was another South Covington.
Yeah, in Madison Avenue, which goes into downtown Covington, will eventually take you to Latonia.
And is Madison the main thoroughfare through Latonia? Is that the case?
Well, it's the main thoroughfare through Covington.
Okay,
and
to Latonia.
When you get into Latonia, then it is De Courcy going into the Riddy's Corner area, which is a 5-point intersection and the heart and soul of Latonia.
How did Latonia get its start, Lisa?
Well, actually, it was through the two functions, the railroad and the racetrack. The railroad was there first, and in fact, a couple of different railroads came together at that point. There was a bit of an industrial hub before there was ever a residential one, really. But when the racetrack came in 1883, things started to change then. And it was a really high-end track. It was one of the best in the country and on a par with what Keeneland wasn't there then, but what Keeneland is now, or Saratoga, a really classy track. And they had the best horses and jockeys and trainers because they were giving the best purses. So a lot of activity focused around the racetrack, and gradually people began to want to settle there in that area more, and a lot of building was going on. There's a lot of places that were built between Well, my house was built in 1892. It's one of the older ones, but there are some that are older than that. But between the early 1890s and the 30s was a boom time for building in Latonia. And those things are what really, you know, the family started coming and multiple churches started forming and schools. And so it became its own, as you know, its own functioning town until 1909.
So it sounds like with a railroad and a racetrack, that's gonna draw a lot of interesting people to town.
Yes, it did indeed. It drew the cream of the crop and the dregs of the society as well. You know, a lot of interesting eccentric people. We had some great eccentrics in Latonia for a while, which I think is a really important thing to a community.
Such as?
Well, our best known one probably is Doc Adams, who was a doctor in the hospitals around the area, and also he was a doctor for the L&N Railroad. And he had a bit of a penchant for drink. So he also had a Rio Flying Cloud car, which was a large touring car, and the two didn't mix really well. There was fountain right in the center of the five-way intersection at Riddy's Corner, and he hit it, knocked it over the first time, and another time came by and hit it second time and got it down. By the third time, they decided he's winning and they're not going to put it back there anymore. And a lot of people say the third time Doc did it just on principle. You know, but.
So the fountain's not there anymore because of Doc?
No, we put a new fountain back about 10 years ago, I guess it was, and we carefully moved it off to one side on a little plaza. It's still right on Riddy's Corner, but it's not in the center. So,
What was the most interesting thing as you're writing this and as you're exploring Latonia? What's the most interesting thing to you, Dave?
Well, I thought the community was just fascinating. You know, the whole history of the racetrack, you know, people, I think today when they think of the Latonia racetrack, they may be thinking of the Turfway racetrack, what used to be called Latonia, which of course is in Florence, right. not in Latonia. This one closed in the 30s, so it's really ancient history. And then the railroad, the whole history of that is fascinating. In fact, there's a, I think it's called the Greater Cincinnati Railway Museum.
Yes,
is
yes.
there. And that's a train yard, basically, of historic train cars. And I think you can go there maybe by appointment or it's only open.
It's open on weekends for tours.
On weekends?
Okay. For self-guided tours.
Yeah.
And it's a great place.
Yeah. I walked around a little bit, and it's stepping back in time,
yeah,
for sure.
It is. It's a real hidden gem.
Yeah. But just some of that hidden history, really, that's there, and people like Lisa are you know, working to bring that out and kind of remember that, I thought was really interesting. And the community involvement that they have, the people who live there and own property there are just really dedicated toward making the community better. And that takes a lot of time, and so they've put in that time, and they've done planning and are seeing those plans through, and it's really great to see that.
How many people live in Latonia?
Ooh, let's see. I think about Latonia's a large neighborhood, really. I think there are about 10 to 12,000 people living there. So when we at one time had two neighborhood associations going because it was just so large. But we've combined them since then.
And part of Latonia was named to the Historic Register a few years ago?
Yes,
wow,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, National Register Historic District. And that's on the eastern side from Riddy's Corner east to the golf course. There's a golf course down there near the Licking River. And that's something we wanted for a long, long time, and we finally got it. I'm thrilled.
How much time did it take?
Oh, I think I first started lobbying for it probably 10 years ago easily. But we finally were able to.
10 years of hard work and you finally got it.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
We had a lot of help with that from the Center for Great Neighborhoods. They were instrumental in helping us get the designation.
Is there any one particular industry that's big in Latonia, or is it pretty much just residential now and retail, or what's the mix like?
Well, there's some light industry, but nothing that's it's a mixture. So there's a shopping center, part of which is a little on the dead side, and the other part is still viable. And we have a nice Kroger's and so forth there. So there's some retail, not like it used to be, but and service organizations.
What are some of the challenges Latonia has faced through the years? Dave, you were talking earlier about how the one big issue that they faced was this was an inner ring suburb.
Yeah.
When people moved to the outer suburbs, right. So you had this exodus mm-hmm. of population and people to those outer suburbs. That's one big challenge. What are some of the other things they've gone through?
Well, you know, Lisa mentioned the shopping center. I mean, takes up a lot of acreage, those two shopping centers next to each other. One of them is...
It's where the racetrack was.
Where the racetrack was, which is, I guess, ironic. You know, it was probably built in the 60s or mm-hmm. 70s, I would guess. It's probably about half empty now. And, you know, I think something needs to be done with that. And that you've got an out-of-town owner of that. That's not going to be an easy thing to deal
with. No, that's one of our biggest challenges, but it's one we really care about and want to see change.
Yeah. And another thing that the community has mentioned is the traffic problem on Winston.
Yeah, Winston coming through Riddy's Corner.
Yeah, which leads into Riddy's Corner, which is a beautiful Five Points historic area. And it's a five-lane road that leads into that, and it's not very pedestrian-friendly.
Lots of semis.
Lots of trucks going out to 275, which is only a couple miles mm-hmm. or so away.
Doesn't sound like it's conducive to getting around or walking around or biking.
Not so much, and it's a naturally walkable community, really, but that presents a big – just really discourages it because it's a lot of traffic coming through there, and it – they have to slow down, but it's still enough to disturb the flow of community. And we keep wanting to calm traffic a little more so that people can see what's there now as we're beginning to have things there again.
And that's something that will take the state to get involved, I think, and mm-hmm. state legislators and the transportation department.
Yes.
Yeah, because you'd have to redo the roads and the traffic patterns and, right. and all that to make it
exactly.
a little more pedestrian, bike-friendly.
Yep, yep. And funding would be an issue for sure.
Yeah, it's a state route, so that's why. That's the whole thing. But we're actually doing a small measure of traffic calming coming up in the next couple of years that will include bike lanes, better marked bike lanes than we have now.
Lisa, so, what kind of green space is there in Latonia?
Well, there's not a lot. We don't have a large green space area. Of course, the golf course. But then there are pocket parks a few places around, and there's also a playground area and sports area.
Yeah, the Twin Oaks Country Club is there, which the golfers may recognize that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the housing stock like, David? Are there a lot of well-built homes available for someone who's interested in moving in and rehabbing and living closer to the river in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think you can find good housing deals there. I mean,
Excellent. You've
got good housing stock homes that, you know, they don't build them like they used to from, I don't know, the 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. Good, solid homes. Good, nice, you know, neighborly streets. There's good values to be had there for sure. It's a very neighborly feel kind of community in a lot of ways.
And over all these years, so has the feeling of community ever left Latonia, you think, Lisa?
Not really. No, I don't think so. It hung on through the tough times in the 50s and 60s. In fact, my parents were one of the ones that left. We went out to moved out to Fort Mitchell when I was 3 years old, along with a lot of other people, I guess, that went to the outer suburbs, as you said. But now, I don't know. Really, I don't think we've ever lost our sense of community. And it has taken on a new face in the last 20 years and become a lot more active and a lot more visible. But it's always been a special place. And people even still get their mail at Latonia, Kentucky, instead of Covington, Kentucky.
Hey, do you have a mix of ages of your residents, a mixture of young and old, long-time and new-time residents?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We lean toward the mature, I think, numbers. Demographically, we do. But there are a lot of new families moving in with children, which is great. And a lot of people who have been there or their grandparents live there and they're coming back to the area. And a lot of people that have been there the families have been there for generations too, but there's a lot of new people. We just got some recently, a couple who used to live in the Over the Rhine, so we were pleased about that.
Yeah. So, what about the revitalization efforts? You were talking about things that are going on in Latonia that make you optimistic about the community. What are some of the things that you saw as you were doing this story, Dave?
Well, I think it's exciting when you have some retail stores opening that are sort of destinations for people to come from other communities. So Bard's Burgers is, you know, made some best burger lists. They've been on a Food Network show. The Moonrise Donuts that we mentioned before is a evening-only donut shop. I think it opens at 4 or 5 in the evening. Hmm. Kind of harkens back to a the Latonia Bakery, which when the workers would be making the donuts at night, they would open a side door and mm-hmm. you could buy – if you were in the know, you could buy donuts out freshly out the side door. So it harkens to that time.
They have a special each night, a special kind of donut that's – you can get hot from the cooker. And it's yeah. fabulous.
It does sound good. So what kind of successes has the community been seeing?
Well, those, and then I think they've had some success in attracting new businesses to the I call it downtown Latonia area, but the Riddy's Corner mm-hmm. area. You had just mentioned a couple to me before that I wasn't aware of,
yeah.
but a yoga and
we
massage
have
therapy.
A massage therapist who's coming, who's going to offer yoga classes, and also a brick oven pizza place.
So in the spirit of horse racing, Dave, do you get the feeling that businesses and entrepreneurs are betting on Latonia?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's a good bet for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And just in keeping with that, we're going to have a big derby party in Latonia in the spring.
Yeah, well, we should mention, I think, the music festival
yes.
in the summer attracted several thousand people.
5,000.
Yeah. Unlock the Block, it was called, yeah. and it was put on by the Northern Kentucky Chamber, helped organize mm-hmm. that. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, they were wonderful.
Yeah. So,
and it was a big success, and yeah. a lot of businesses got the benefit of it, and a lot of people were introduced to Latonia, I think.
Right.
So
we're going to be doing that again this summer.
You're pretty optimistic about Latonia and
yes.
its future?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, okay. absolutely.
What in particular?
Well, the feeling of community. There are a lot of people from different backgrounds who all are rather rabid about Latonia. I mean, just really enthusiastic and love the place. There's something special about it. And my grandmother always used to tell me that once you've lived in Latonia, you'll always come back. And I did. And a lot of people I know did. But there's that special something that's driving a lot of people to bring it around to excitement again.
Yeah, I think that's the key is, as I mentioned before, to have people who really care about the community and are willing to spend a lot of time and effort and over a long term to make things happen, because it takes a long time for communities to, you know, be revived. People like Lisa and several other folks have been working for many years and now, you know, starting to see some successes. And that momentum just kind of builds on itself, I think, in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did you and Emily work on putting this particular story together about Latonia?
Several weeks. I think we made several visits there and interviewed people and, you know, just sort of walked around, drove around the community. We worked with the Center for Great Neighborhoods that Lisa mentioned, because they've been a key part of the whole story there. Yeah, it was probably several weeks. You know, as part of this project that we've done called Our Forgotten Neighborhoods, where we just kind of want to profile a neighborhood and sort of raise up some of their needs. And we can also advocate for what they need and bring some attention to that. And hopefully it can help them, you know, do what they want to do.
Now, tell us about some of the people you talked to in Latonia. Obviously, you spoke to Lisa and got her history and the history of Latonia. But who were some of the other folks you talked to in doing this?
Yeah, well, we talked to a guy named Paul Patton that Lisa has mm-hmm. worked with, who has lived in the same house since, I believe, 1969, when
shortly after
he got married. And I was amazed. I mean, this was just kind of a good story about how things are improving there, but the house next door to his was vacant for, I think, 15 years, and he had a photograph of how bad it had gotten. There were two raccoons sticking their heads out of holes in the roof. And
a great picture.
Yeah. But now the house has been purchased and rehabbed, and it's for sale now. So he stayed through all of that and you know, has seen some improvement there. A guy named Jordan Stevenson started Bard's Burgers, and has restaurants in his family and in his history. I guess he revived Bard's Burgers. Actually,
yeah,
it had closed for a while with that same name, and mm-hmm. he brought it back. Even though some of his friends said, "You know, you're crazy. This place is closed. It's done for." You know, as I mentioned, he's gotten quite a bit of attention for it, and it's almost a destination now.
Doesn't Bard's have some kind of a special, some kind of a claim?
You know, the Bard's Challenge or something like that?
Yeah, the Bardzilla Challenge.
Bardzilla Challenge, thank you.
It's about 11 patties of hamburger and 22 slices of cheese and 2 pounds of fries on the side. And if
Heavenly days.
Yeah. Now that's putting it mildly, Lisa.
There are some people that have completed that and have gotten their picture on the Wall of Fame there.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Wow. So both of you feel pretty optimistic about the future of the community then. So,
yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
We have several groups that have been working on it too for years now. We have the Neighborhood Association. First of all, the Latonia Community Council, and also the Business Association, Latonia Business Association, and then a group that is working on implementing the plan that we put into effect 5 or 6 years ago. And we meet once a month to make sure we're staying to the adhering to the plan and staying on track and getting things done. And now we're just starting work on a Main Street program or something similar to a Main Street program. It may not be officially, but using the principles of the National Register Main Street program.
So what's next in the neighborhood series, Dave?
Well, tomorrow we're going to publish something on English Woods, which is a public housing project. About 10 or 12 years ago, most of it was torn down, about 700 housing units were torn down. So it's largely vacant land now, overgrown with weeds and tall grass, and CMHA has some plans for that. So that'll be tomorrow.
David and Lisa, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
WCPO.com, Managing Editor of Opinion and Engagement, David Holthouse, and Latonia historian Lisa Gillum. You can find a link to WCPO.com's profile of Latonia at wvxu.org.